Welcome, and thank you for listening to Champions for Christ, an exciting podcast series designed specifically for children. Make Bible time a lively and interactive experience for your family or small group. Join Renovar Ministries on a journey as you dedicate a moment to explore God's truth with your children, grandchildren, and friends.
The spectacular Word of God. Hello, boys and girls, and hello to your family members and friends listening. Welcome to our podcast series, Champions for Christ. I hope you are ready and excited to learn about God's Word today. Another name for God's Word is a book called the Bible. What makes the Bible completely different from any other book is that it was fully inspired by God's Spirit. Those who wrote the Bible were helped by the Holy Spirit, which means that the power and the presence of God was with them, and that He gave them the supernatural ability to write what they did. Let me share some interesting facts. The whole Bible is made up of 66 books, and they are split up into two different sections, namely the Old Testament, which has 39 books, and then there is the New Testament, which has 27 books. Every Bible book is made up of different chapters, and each chapter has Bible verses inside. Can you guess what the shortest verse in the Bible is? Yes, some of you have it. It is Jesus wept. This can be found in the book of John, chapter 11, verse 35. Now, where can the Bible be found or bought? The Bible can be found in book form in bookstores, in the homes of Christians all around the world, and at churches. Many countries even have Bibles available in hotel rooms. Some people live in countries where they cannot openly read the Bible, and if caught, they could go to jail or risk losing their lives. That is why a Bible may even be found hidden, buried underground, or in a secret place. You can also find the Bible online, and it can even be downloaded as an app onto your smartphone, tablet, or laptop, for instance. An electronic copy of the Bible is handy to have, because that way you can read the Bible anywhere and at any time. One of the places I love to use my Bible app is on an aeroplane. It is, however, important for every child of God to have at least one hard copy of the Bible in book form. As many of you know, there are scams like cybercrime, and I'm sure you have heard about hackers before. Some hackers try to steal money online, and others try to sabotage a person's work or social media account, for example. Well, as God's children, we have a special responsibility to share God's Word with others, but also to help safeguard it. If you keep a hard copy of God's Word in a book form, you will help to safeguard the truth, because no one will be able to hack into the Bible next to your bed, for instance. You can also help to safeguard God's Word by memorizing the verses off by heart. But the truth is, although many of you will be able to remember a lot of Bible verses over time, you probably won't be able to remember them all, because there are over 31,000 Bible verses in the Bible, and some verses are very, very long. It is also really useful to have a Bible close by, so that you can look up a Bible verse that a friend shares with you, or one that you hear on the radio or at church. Have any of you ever gone camping before? Besides singing campfire songs and roasting marshmallows or cooking your dinner at the campfire, one fun activity to do is to go on a night walk. If you went on a night walk, what is one of the first things you would take along? Yes, many of you are saying a torch. You would take a torch along to help light up the way as you walk. God's Word is just like a bright torch lighting up the right way for each of us to walk. The Word of God tells us that God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Let us read Psalm 119, verse 105 together. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Amen. So, if you have a problem or if you are trying to decide what is the right decision to make about something, you can always trust in God's word for guidance and understanding. Some of the Bible stories may be slightly different to what you are facing, but they can help encourage you to face something challenging in your life or to give you practical advice. God also makes his viewpoint very clear on how to live a healthy and holy Christian life through his word. Just remember, God loves you so much and he is ready and able to light up your way. Amen.